There were water balloons. They'd pull out the rug. He'd slip on banana peels, then eat a bug. They'd mock ape and shame him, then steal his lunch, throw pies in his face, then give him a punch. But he didn't crack, would not be afraid. He'd give him a lemon, he'd make lemonade, saying, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." And then came the field trip, the one to the park. Mrs. Gunderson said, "We'll be back before dark. Let's stay together. Just stay in a line. Don't veer from the path and follow the signs. The mountain is steep, and we'll be up high. We'll go to the place where the ground and the sky reach out and touch. A long hike in thin air. But we'll have a good time. There are flowers everywhere. There are goats, bears, and birds. We'll stop for a snack. But stay with each other and follow the yak." The yak was a mascot at Middleburg School. Big-eyed and big-toed, her name was Jewel. Proudly she pranced out in front on the trail. The kids followed along, the galoot at the tail. He brought up the rear, he rumbled behind. He couldn't keep up, but he didn't mind. With no one to talk to, he whistled instead. And smelling the air, skipping, he said, "I'm a galoot, and I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." The kids were excited. They chattered and yammered. The trail became narrow. They stared and they stammered, not saying a word as the air became thin. And they saw down below, back where they had been, plodding along, floundering, dragging, those pointed-toed feet sweating and sagging, that big old galoot, that wheezing physique, never gave up to the top of the peak. Then, reaching a meadow at the edge of a cliff, they could see the whole world. Their muscles were stiff. He finally arrived as they finished their snack. He sat down to join them and opened his sack. But before he could bite, before he could drink, the ground started shaking. It started to sink. The wind began howling. The sky became gray. Mrs. Gunderson screamed, "We cannot delay. Everyone up. We all must get back. A storm is coming. The sky is turning black." Wolves started howling. The air took a chill. They stayed on the trail, kept running until lightning crackled. It started to rain. And when thunder clapped, they began to complain. And following Jewel, the yak in the lead, they leaned into the wind and started to plead, "Someone, please save us. Oh, this is a curse." But around the next bend, it simply got worse. First a torrent of rain. Then the ground started crumbling. They jumped on a boulder, screeching and mumbling. Terrified, skittish, confused, and dismayed, their eyes were bugged out. They were really afraid. But the big galoot ambled up from the rear, waddled onto the rock. He had none of that fear, saying, "Hey, I'm a galoot, and I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." He really annoyed them. But no one dared speak. They were 2,000 feet straight up from a creek. They looked down. They shivered. The trail fell away. And when thunder cracked, that big boulder swayed. It careened. It teetered. It wobbled and lurched. With a schloop, it was falling from where it was perched. The boulder was schlooping away from the cliff, fell away from their feet. They sobbed and they sniffed. "Somebody help us. Somebody, please." They were wet to the bone and starting to freeze. They clung to their teacher. They clung to each other, friend holding friend, every sister and brother. Arm holding arm, they held on like a chain, stretching down in the air in the wind and the rain. They were doomed. They were lost, full of fear, full of doubt, when from up above, a galoot gave a shout. "Hey, you guys, up here," that squeaky voice said. "Hey, hold on to me." And that long, pointed head popped out from above and over the edge and threw down a big hand from up.